Well, you managed to rescue that, and I think you deserved a draw, Carl.
I think we did. It was, it was a good day's work from the lads. They worked really hard against a very good side, and they've started their season very, very well, expecting to push and be around the promotion places this season in their division. Good side, one that we really respect, and you know, we're not fearful of, but we knew how tough that was going to be. Really, it wasn't a favourable draw in any way, shape or form. The lads have worked really hard, really, really concentrated hard on shape and runners and passing people on. Well, I thought we looked organised and resolute, and had our moments in the game as well. So it's a good day's work for the boys, and they didn't deserve to get beat. And I think probably taking it to a replay, which will be another really hard game on Tuesday, as our reward is what they deserved.
But you was without a lot of players again, injuries, holidays. So your task wasn't easy, was it?
No, and it's going to be like that. We've said, it's going to be like that for a few weeks. It is. It's, backs against the wall a little bit. And we've tried, obviously, to recruit a little bit. But unfortunately, the one that we brought in is cup tied. And then Towner, who would have been great today, actually, on grass in that environment, the way they... You know, marshalling that back three would have been really, really good for us today. Couldn't get registered in time with the FA. So I'm just really pleased today, Rob. I don't think we're in too bad shape really as a side. It's very, very early days, you know. And I've seen so many positives in spite of the results that kind of really comfortable really with where we are. Disappointed with the results, but more than comfortable with where we are and just blocking out the white noise and. You know, look forward to fast forwarding on a few weeks.
Paul, Jordy Goff made a difference, didn't he?
He's an excellent player, isn't he? And he did make a difference. Very composed. He, he marshalled the back five, so it always turned into a three. But yeah, he was excellent. But as they all were, Robin to a man. You know, we come off a bit of a humbling defeat on Tuesday night, and everybody's down in the dumps. You know what I mean? And then you can go and perform like that. Against a team that will be in the playoffs. They're great. They've got a good side. They've got good people that run them. You know what I mean? And I do wish them they have a great season, because as I said, there's some great players there and some great stuff. But that said, I just feel that today we've deserved that. You know, we deserve the draw in the end. Yes, they've had lots of possession, but I just think the way, as you said, Geordie's marshalled that back three. It wasn't until really that Lewis had to come off. And then we went ragged for about 10 minutes. And then they had one or two good opportunities. And then they scored as well. So, you know, let's be honest. They could have had another one at the point. But then, you know, stay patient. And we said that before the game. You know, you're not going to out-football these guys. You know, they're too strong. They're too quick for it. And they've got a lot of nerves. But you'll get opportunities. And lo and behold, we had one just before the penalty. That should have gone in. That should have been the equaliser. Who knows? Then it's a penalty, becomes a penalty, and you win the game 2-1. But that's what you have to do. You have to stay in games. You have to find a way of staying in. And we did that today by sheer, defending with our lives and with quite a lot of organisation. And everybody, including the three subs that have come on, have all played a major part. So, we're sort of five or six players still missing. And that tells you everything about the character within the club. Yeah, we've not had a great start to the season in the league, but when you see performances like that, people shouldn't worry too much in terms of when we have got everybody back and then they've had one or two games together and it's a full squad. I think then you can start to see us picking up points and start, working up the league in our own division. But as I say today, the lads can enjoy that tonight, but then they've got to go and do it all again on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Carl, it looked quite a bad injury for Louis. How's he... What do you think it is?
Well, he's got concussion. He was out on his feet. Really, didn't really know where he was, and so he's gone to hospital. So we'll find out now how he is, and he'll have a extended layoff now. I would have thought with the concussion protocol, which off the back of today is a blow, because he was fantastic today. But that's not our concern right now. We're just going to check in and see how he's doing. Make sure he's okay.
Looking overall at that game. You know, it was a good response from Tuesday. You know, the players were up for it. They looked determined. And was it part of the plan to push Albie further forward?
Yeah, well, we ended up in a situation where we've needed to shuffle the pack, and Jack Andrews has gone into midfield today in a sitting midfield role, which has enabled us to get Albie further forward as an eight. So Albie normally occupies that area of the pitch and does a great job doing it, but he can play as an eight and get, you know, hustle and bustle a little bit. But I think when you don't have somebody that can go in and fill that defensive midfield void, then it's too much of a loss. So maybe we stumbled on another little option there today. Sometimes that happens. It probably wouldn't have been something we'd have done if Bex was fit or Dill was here. Just wouldn't have happened that way. But you know, fortuitously, maybe just giving ourselves another little option there now. But then equally we lose Louis, don't we? So whether we can afford to lose Jack out the back, I'm not sure. So that's the way it is at the moment, really. It's kind of one step forward, two steps back in terms of availability. But you know, you talk about the lads coming back as well. You know, there was no shortage of effort on Tuesday, Rob. I'll be very surprised if they're not promoted or one of the favourites in the playoffs. You know, I thought 5-1 was a touch harsh, but you know, we believe me, in that dressing room, the lads and us know that we're okay. And as I say, sometimes observations can be lazy, and the score line is the be all and end all. And I guess ultimately it's 3 points, 1 point, or no points. So I guess it is. But we know we're okay, and you know, getting to October, and I'm confident really we'll be pushing all that table.
What's the update on Fenn?
Well, it's just time. So we've got a game in mind that we think he'll be back. I won't go on record and say that, because he puts pressure on the lad, because, you know, he's going on contract with the football club and he's an asset to us, and we need him fit and healthy, not, you know, aggravating an injury by forcing him to play. So, but we've got a date in mind that we think he'll be back, and it's not too far. It's not in the next few weeks, but it's certainly not too far away. And I do think, you know, get Danny fit, get Jamie, you know, the cobwebs off, and get Kane back in the side, Finn back in the side, make some adjustments defensively, maybe just tweak that midfield a little bit. There's a lot right in there. You know, I think by the end of the season, I think we'll be one of the best sides in this division, but it's going to take a bit of time. That was always going to be the case.
Your new signing, Michael Townsend, will he be available for the next league game?
He will be, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he is available for today, actually, because he missed registration, so he won't be available for the replay, will he? So, no, he won't be, will he? But he will be available for next Saturday, the Bars game, and then hopefully on the Monday.
Lovely.
All right.
Look forward to Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
both.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers.